Here we are. We're back again. It's another episode, another edition of my show.
I bet they do take giant.
All right, man.
Huge.
All right, man.
At least people.
Are you ready for a good ass show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, here we are.
Back again.
Oh, you did something.
Yeah, I did something. I'll stop waving my hand all over the place.
No wand waving today.
No wand waving today.
Wingardium Leviosa.
We're back again. It's another edition. it's another episode of my show. And, you know, the other day I told this guy to go down to Cox and get me a seersucker suit, but it looks like he went to shop at Sears instead. It's Dave.
Oh.
Did
you break it?
That's what she said.
I get that out of my mouth because I break things with it.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah, hearts. Sucking peanut butter through a straw. Have you ever tried sucking peanut butter through a straw?
Yes.
Not today.
That sounds gay. You guys are gay.
Hey. Why don't you eat some hay?
What do you say? Anyway, speaking of Morehead State, it's Robin.
Yeah, nobody gets more head than him.
God damn right I am. Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's a nice March Madness day. Yeah. Speaking of yays. Yeah. Anyway, bringing it back around, the guy that doesn't buy the Cialis from Ric Flair, but the Wooings, the Hoop Snake known as Jake.
This is what it would look like if I bought the Cialis from Ric Flair. It'd be like... That's what it would be like.
It's like those the Kermit the Frog on that one chat thing.
And what's, I got some for you. Is it your name Emerson? Because those some Emerson big titties, you know what I'm saying?
Your name Emerson? Because those are some sweet tits. I want to use that someday. Is your name Emerson? Because those are some sweet tits.
Nope. Oh, you know what he didn't do, though?
Introduce me.
He didn't touch tits.
I did.
He did introduce you, but
did.
you didn't do the Hoop Snake known as Jake.
You're busy doing the like microphone thing. You're like,
you hurry up, touch your tips.
I can't. I got two mics.
Touching tips.
There we go. Yeah.
I got the mic in my hand because my thing broke.
I did notice that because I didn't get to say touching tips immediately after you introduced them.
Yeah, one snake, Jake, back in the snaddle.
Snake Jake is the name of the episode.
That's who I would be if I only had one snake. But at current, I'm zero snake, Jake. Got no snake.
Got no snake.
I got no snakes.
No snakes, man.
You know, I took the Coca-Cola vanilla and I mixed it with the Crown Royal Blackberry. And at first, I didn't think it tasted good. But then I had some more and I realized I was silly. And this is delicious.
I realized I was getting drunk.
And I realized, all right. I'm getting drunk. All right.
All right. Dude, I found this thing when I'm editing the podcast. Like, I cut the song, the intro song apart. So I've now been able to stretch it as long as we do our intros.
Nice.
So, like, I'm going to have to put, like, 20 extra sections in today.
There's 20 extra measures of do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
No, I got it, like, 10.7 second clip that, like, is however many... I don't know how many bars it would be, because I didn't count.
Bars.
I just cut it in a spot where I knew I could repeat it and it wouldn't be super noticeable. But now that you know.
Now that you mentioned it.
Yeah, now you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I heard that.
Oh, yeah. I'll be damned. That yeah. One of the, you sent a Beavis and Butthead clip the other day of them doing the whole warm water. Yeah, the prank. And one of the best bits to me of the whole Beavis and Butthead shtick is when Beavis starts over talking things. Yeah, it's pretty comfortable there, isn't it? Yeah, I'll go ahead and put my head right here. And,
I think it's a fader bag. Oh, there's something in there.
There's something in there. A little snack. That's it's so funny to me the way he just starts over talking everything.
Right.
As he's just going along with it. Oh yeah, totally. This makes total sense. Yeah, why not? wait a minute. Are you trying to make me pee? Maybe.
Maybe. I feel like they're getting a little smarter, or at least Beavis is.
Yeah, they're not having. I can say that. Like, I've watched some of the older ones to go back and be like, all right, let's see some. And it was, they're really stupid.
Very moronic. Like, there's a little thought into some of the stuff they do now. Not much.
Honestly, watching, I kind of understand why my parents didn't really want me watching Beavis and Butthead when I was 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Because, you know, imitatable acts are a real thing. And, you know, there's definitely some stuff that I would see on there and be like,
fire. Cool. Yep.
But now that I'm an adult.
I just imagine little Jake. I know this is a newer episode, but little Jake walking into his house and be like, there's some horrors in this house.
There are, like, some horrors in this house.
At the neighbor's house, and you're like, oh, this is a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right. There's 2 inches of an Olympic-sized swimming pool. There are some horrors in this house, and the roofs are brand new.
God damn it.
I did see a guy came into the shop today to fix some more phones. I thought it was you, Jake, as soon as he popped his head into the door. Because he didn't come into the store. Like, he, like, opens the door and just, like, pokes his head in. And I was like, I stared at him. I was like, because I was like at the other end of the store.
And the sunlight. Just kept it quiet and showed up.
Yeah, I was like, did you just show up? And he comes in and he's about your height. And he's walking like, that's not Jake. And then I audibly said, who the fuck are you? Like, I knew I was going to say it, but I didn't realize I was going to say it that loud.
Like, we've all been victim to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I do it quite a bit at work.
I went and shot baskets last week, like Friday. I went to the Cairo, felt super awesome. And there's this kid down there. He's like 9. Well, I know he's 9 because he told me. And I was like, why aren't you at school? It was like the middle of the day. And he's like,
school sucks.
He's like, oh, my aunt died. And I go, oh, shit. Like, sorry, shouldn't ask.
Mm-hmm.
It just.
And then why aren't you at the funeral?
Right, I was like, well,
like just happen or like
Wednesday? Because Wednesday his aunt had died, and so he was taking his
like
mom.
The whole, he gets like the whole week off. The fuck is this?
I mean, like he found out in the middle of the school day, so he missed like a day and a half so far. Well, two and a half.
I missed a day when 9/11 happened, but like it wasn't like 2 days.
I missed the days when 9/11. No, wait.
Wait, hold on, hold on.
Hold up.
Kind of do.
I mean, minus the 9/11 thing.
The 9/11. If we could,
go back to post 9. Let's go to 9/12. Minus the 9/11.
I want to go back to 9/10. 9/10 was dope.
9/10 was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody woke up. We could like smoke in the airport and shit.
We could smoke in here.
We could smoke in here. You can walk in the airport. You can walk all the way to the damn area, terminal.
Terminal, yeah.
And be like, hey, I'm going to watch your plane go. I mean, and to an extent, it's probably better now that you don't have to stand there and watch the plane fly and then lie to somebody that you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, your check-in time is a little longer, but it's definitely better. Because you can, if you drop someone off, especially, you're just like, all right. Big gulps, huh?
See you later. I have mastered essentially the tuck and roll when it comes to leaving at the airport. Like, yeah. I can pull up, I'm out, I got my bag, the door's shut, and I'm gone. I also pack incredibly lightly.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. Mm-hmm. However many days I'm gone, that's how many pairs of shoes I probably need.
See, I get that, but I'll make sure, you know, I got everything into one or two bags.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, two bags still. But, like, it seems like I have, at least to me, it seems like a lot. Mm-hmm.
I know I pack a lot because I plan on shitting myself twice a day for every day that I'm there.
That's fair.
And it's also, like, no matter, like, when I went to Arizona, I packed 3 pairs of pants. I know I'm going to Arizona in the summertime, but I've got 3 pairs of, like, jeans or my hiking pants with me just in case. Even though I wore the same pair of shorts the entire week.
I bet they smelled amazing.
I washed them.
They so smelled like Dave's bats. Balls.
I washed them once. I guess I wore my silkies for a while too. It's so hot.
Checks
when
out.
Your shorts can stand up by themselves, mm-hmm. That's not good. Wash them.
Yeah. Well, are you guys a wear a pair of jeans and then wash them kind of guys?
No.
Like, all I do is go to school and sit at home. And when I'm at home, I immediately throw on a pair of sweats. So, like, today I got up for work and I put these pants on. I was like, did I wear these pants to work last week?
See, I'll wear the same pair of work pants for an entire, like, laundry cycle.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll change to the other pair of work pants that I have.
Mm-hmm. Jeans are kind of like hoodies, though. Like, how often do you wash your hoodies?
When they're dirty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, when I've either worn them so many times or I spill something.
Yeah.
Or you smell them. Sometimes you can smell your hoodie and you're like, this one, it's time to wash this one.
Dude, I washed my yellow one that I got from the duck store for like $5 or $10. And it's a nice hoodie. But for some reason, like either the washer or the dryer got these black marks all over it. So now I got to wash it again. Kind of annoying. Weird. But what I was going to say like 4 times, and I just stopped, was like during hunting season, I have one pair of jeans that I wear, and I don't wash them until I kill a deer and they're covered in blood, because then I'm like, well, that's just annoying. So they just stay that, like, however many days I go, that's a whole month.
And if you ever go hunting with Robin Jake, it'll throw you off.
Because
he's in like boots.
Yeah. Oh, right.
And like jeans. And
brown,
like,
colors.
You're like, what the fuck are you wearing, dude?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'd see me hunting and you'd have a very similar thing. Like, mm-hmm. I do wear hunter yellow. Not hunter orange.
Orange is not acceptable.
Orange is stupid.
Yeah, I get that. It's hard to find the bright green stuff. Usually they make it just for chicks.
Well, you go to, like, there's a place in Eugene called Sanderson Safety Supply. And they've got a ton of shit. It's been years since I've been there, but they had at least like vests and stuff.
No, I like it. Brought to you I by. Like it.
So that's Sanderson Safety for when you need to save for your sander.
Safety second.
Save for your sanders.
I always like it when like really fat dudes that hunt wear camo, and I just in my head I'm like, bitch, you're not sneaking up on anything.
We all see you.
I can hear you breathing.
The reason you have a scope on your rifle is because you have to shoot from that far away.
For me
hunting's weird because I've only really ever gone like muzzleloader rifle hunting, which means I've got to be within like 100 yards of my shot,
and that's a that's a good that's a, shot
that's a bitch.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not exactly, like, my ankle sucks. You know, I can't put my entire weight on my ankle and just stand on it.
Right.
So I'm really bad at stalking deer. But if I had a scope and I could just see the motherfucker, I'd be like, oh, hey, well, you're going to die because I'm a pretty good shot. But, you know, I can't stalk through the wilderness.
Not easy.
Right. I think today was the first time that I didn't claim to hunt. So my whole life I've always been like, oh yeah, I hunt, like, you know. And I was talking to this one guy today, and I was like, yeah, well, I don't really hunt. And I felt it. I felt it as I said it.
You felt the relief?
Yeah, because I was like, I don't really hunt. Like, last season I went out with Robin once.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really, I'm not, I've got nothing, there isn't like a moral or ethical fucking stupidity about it. I just don't do it. Like, I don't,
you just don't care.
I just don't take the time. Like, I can get my meat from the store. And I know enough about hunting. I've hunted enough in my life that if I really needed to, maybe I could get something. But my chances are going to be just as high as if I did it every day.
Yeah, I was thinking about that yesterday because I was listening back to the podcast last week, or from 314, I think it was.
Yeah.
Because you were talking about that your teacher's dad or something. And
oh, yeah.
Well, they got hunting ground up there, and that's cool. And I was like, I'm pretty sure you don't really hunt though.
Yeah, I don't really hunt. If I could do it, if I could afford to go do the kind of hunting I'd like to do,
yeah,
I might, you know what I mean?
Wait, what is that kind of hunting you'd like to do?
Just a week camping, like out in the woods doing that kind of stuff. But yeah. Like I always tell people, camping for my family was more about the family getting together and doing a week-long camping trip.
Right.
You know, we hung out all night. We woke up whenever we felt like waking up. And then it was more like camping with walking in the woods with guns.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it was a lot like that for me, too. I don't ever expect that my dad actually expected to kill a deer when we went. Because I don't think he ever, but at the same time, when I could tell he wasn't really taking it seriously, like, I couldn't really take it seriously either.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never, I've gone looking for deer, but I've never truly gone hunting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've gone looking for deer, like, just drive out to the woods and see if I can find deer, more times than I have gone out there to see if I can shoot one. You know, like, just gone out there to look for animals more times than I have.
Well, that's college.
Well, I've done that before that, too.
It's hunting is weird, though, because, like, everywhere does it different. Like, in Oregon, I know we have a lot of people that just road hunt. They drive the roads because we have a shit ton of fucking roads. And
I hate road hunting.
I love it because you just sit there and you talk and bullshit and. Like, you don't have to be quiet, you know.
You don't have a seatbelt on. You got a beer between your legs.
You got radio on. You got your snacks there. Like, I don't know.
Heater's on blast, but your windows are down.
Right. Always. 100% heater.
window down.
Yeah.
Because I can't see through that glass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Dave, when you were talking about working, I thought of this video. I'm going to play the audio. I'll see if you can hear it, maybe. Let's see.
Hi, I'm Dave Deaton. If your dick's small and your thrust game weak, just throw a 12-inch on this bad boy and fuck her brains out.
Fuck her brains out.
Fuck her brains out.
That was me not sure if I wanted to say take her to pound down, take her to pound town, or fuck her brains out. So I almost said fuck her to fuck town.
Wait, what was the fuck video before that? Because there was another one. I think it was you just coming up with, oh yeah, I have an idea. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Here, let's play that.
Hi, my name is David Deaton, and I test out Heracles.
Oh, that's what got it going, because I started narrating you doing things.
Yeah, because I think we were walking around the store just grabbing random tools.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of the Robert Frank, like, on Monday we do chess. Yeah. If you want a hot mommy screaming ooh poppy in the back of a jalopy giving you some sloppy toppy, your arms better be fucking swole.
Right. Exactly. Dude, I love his videos. He's funny.
They're very funny.
I love how you can tell he doesn't take himself seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And too many, like, because too many people take themselves too seriously.
Right. Well, I know, I years, I don't know how long ago, but it seemed like quite a while back when he was kind of like just getting popular. He got into an argument over someone like back and forth in videos, and he was like speaking in his regular voice, and he's like, "Bitch, this is a character."
Right.
Like, hi, like, I'm Robert Frank. Like, yeah. I would like to tell you.
He's like, do you not? Yeah, he's like, that's not even my real name. He's like, you don't understand what satire is. I'm like, this is fucking hilarious.
Hey, Fabe.
Yeah. Dude, it takes me back. There was a back in say 1516.
The 1600s?
No, 2015, 16. Oh, okay. Like Zeb Coulter, who used to be Dirty Dutch Mantel, he was being a manager for Alberto Del Rio, and they were doing this whole Mexican American like alliance thing. And being super, super aggro to the right wing crowd about, you know, labor politics and right wing and left wing and open the border so we can have good Mexican American, you know, relations and all that shit. And they're just trolling the fuck out of people.
Yeah.
And to the point that somebody on Fox News is like, this is ridiculous what they're doing here. And so Dirty Dutch gets on the mic, and they start cutting another promo on Tucker Carlson or Bill O'Reilly. Pick your talking haircut. And this guy, he like in the middle of a promo stops. They drop the green screen behind him, so it's just a green screen. He's like, "Hi, my name is blah blah blah, but you might know me as Zeb Coulter, or my other stage name's Dutch Mantel, or even like he names another like he's like
that's awesome.
This is so and so. We do this thing called entertainment. Right. It's a lot like what you do, only a lot more people watch.
Acting.
But, I'm so tired of people taking everything so seriously. It has developed a piece of my personality that I'm not exactly happy about, but I've come to peace with. It's the Facebook troll.
My favorite part about that is that you were in so many Douglas County groups. You're not near Douglas County, and no one questions it.
Nobody knows.
Not once.
First time today, I got somebody to ask to say something about it, and this was actually some pretty funny shit. Awesome. So, the Eugene Police Department sent me an advertisement like, "Do you want to come work for the Eugene Police Department?" I'm like, "Fuck you." And so I just said, it was almost 10. It couldn't have been more than 10 minutes from my recommendation about education and the Douglas County thing. So I say, take money from the police and put it towards schools. And so it says the man who lives in Seattle, what the WTF? And I said, they advertised to me. You figure it out. She's like, I did, what the WTF? And I just respond, WTF. And then later, much like 5 hours later, she comes back and says, you're funny, not even sarcastic. Like,
yeah,
she at least somebody got it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it can't be this easy to wind people up over and over and over just by doing nothing. But it is.
Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me, but not even close to like Ben's Instagram that he had.
Mm-hmm.
That one was hilarious. Do you remember that, Dave? Did you ever see that?
Nope. I have his regular.
No. This was like when Ben was in high school.
Yeah. Ben had a satire account that he was just ripping on the school and just ridiculous things. It was,
if you couldn't tell that it was fake, that's on you.
Right. It was really obvious stuff. And so much so that like I even got one. I had one going too with the city of Lebanon.
Right.
Like he had one going as a high school, and then the city pissed me off.
Right.
And so I went to Ben. I'm like, hey, this is your shit. Like I want to do this with the city. Like, So I like him and I would just fucking just troll. He was trolling the high school and I was trolling the city.
That was good.
I saw one troll account that threw me off. That sounded like real exciting.
Robin got an idea, or someone dunked the ball.
We should do one of those for the Bavers. Or the Pac-2.
Pac-2.
Yep.
The Pac-2 network.
We're on it. We'll come up with ideas. You make it happen.
We will pitch. Yeah, you're the graphics man. We'll pitch you funny shit. You got to come up with the Pac-2, Pac-2 Instagram. Just the inverted Lebanon Warriors logo again.
It was so good.
And he put it on top of his hat when he graduated.
Yeah, it was cool.
Kid's fucking funny.
Because a lot of people didn't know who it was. Mm-hmm. They wanted to know. Some of them figured it out. But it was like one of those high school mysteries. They didn't know, like, who was doing all this?
It's like when I was in high school. Who's leaving all these beer cans in the trash can?
It's weird.
Who's doing that? Who's doing that?
Who's stealing beer from the store? Oh, wait. No.
That's Aaron.
What's with all this Copenhagen and Coors Light empties?
Right?
I don't know. Who did that?
I lost my shit. There it is.
Whoever did that is probably like super cool, like really good looking.
The chicks probably think he's cool.
Yeah. Like slays.
Cool.
It is funny to me how many high school parking lots I've walked through that are just covered in Copenhagen cans and shit, just everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of it.
Yep.
We coached with a coach that was always chewing.
Hmm?
He's always, and we're like, dude, you can't do that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
No, not you. You would hide it. Hunt wouldn't. Yeah. Hunt was too dumb.
Yeah, Hunt would. Like, I'd put a little bit in.
Yeah.
Hunt was just like fat lip or just.
What is the dumbest thing you've ever seen somebody do with a tobacco product?
Oh, I don't know.
Dumbest thing?
Yeah.
Use it?
Like that?
I've got
like
one
we're
loaded.
Talking about?
Yeah.
Because, like, that's right there. That's pretty dumb.
Damn it, again.
Again. All right, I got to stop touching that part of the mic.
I caught a kid with a vape because he was shooting baskets, and he jumped, and it jumped out of his pocket and broke on the floor.
Yeah. Like, that's mine.
I'm
now.
Like, dude, what are you doing with that?
That's like that one kid in camera was school, black kid though. He jumped on someone's back for a piggyback ride, and his gun falls out right in front of the school resource officer.
I say that wins. He wins.
Not tobacco, but that's what made me think of.
Well, no, but it's still ATF. So
ATF, yeah. Same realm.
So I was holding a firearm when this happened. So this same department, ATF.
Mm-hmm. ATF.
Well, I was doing Civil War reenacting with my dad, and we're out there. We're getting ready to start our super big battle of like 10-on-10, and
10 dude.
Yeah, we're sitting next to this old dude, and keep in mind we're standing there holding pouches of gunpowder on our hips. Like, we've got gunpowder, and we pour the gunpowder into the barrels of the rifle so it goes poof when we shoot at people. And this jabroni is standing next to us with a cigarette as he's loading. He's got a cigarette in one hand and a tube in the other hand. Just
feel smart.
Do you mind? One thing that was fun, though, is, you know, because we were able to do kind of our own thing, we got to make our own unit every single battle.
Yeah. Well,
that's Dave, unnecessary, officer.
Dave, it's the goddamn cops.
Shit.
And my favorite was we were the Fighting 76th of Pennsylvania. And then when they said the Fighting 76th, we went for three.
That's awesome.
Because everyone's supposed to have a chant, you know. And so it's like, what are we gonna do this time? I'm like, all right, we're the Fighting 76th. And when they asked us what we're doing for three, he's like, oh, that's funny. It's one of those, if you weren't really paying attention, you never would have heard it.
You wouldn't have caught it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
Are they saying we?
Yeah. why is that guy doing the goggles right now?
Yeah. Have you ever seen somebody smoking at the gas station, like near the pump?
That's what I was just thinking about.
Because yeah. I've seen that.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I grew up in the 80s, too. So
yeah.
I do live in Oregon, so you weren't allowed to smoke. Mm-hmm. Or pump your own gas, but I definitely saw people like walk to the back of the car, stand there with their cigarette, mm-hmm. or smoking in the car. I've seen that while they're getting their gas pumped.
Yeah, like not that this is any more dangerous than, because the powder pouches are open, right? Like you could legit drop.
They have like a plug.
An ember.
What question are you asking?
the powder what pouches powder? The gunpowder.
Oh, gunpowder.
Yeah, my head.
Drop me onto my own head.
Are they covered? Can you drop an ember into it?
I mean, yeah. If you could drop an ember, if there's any sort of any spark goes into the barrel, it could yeah. ignite. Okay. If there's a burr in there, yeah.
So like this is more unlikely. But I've seen a guy smoking a cigarette sitting on a case of tomahawks. likeliness...
Tomahawk missiles or tomahawk?
No, missiles.
Oh.
Not that an ember couldn't fall on that and ignite it. It is a safety thing that they don't allow, but I have seen that. A guy just like sitting on him, having a cigarette, and I'm like... I don't think anything's going to happen, but I also know you're not supposed to do that.
Right.
Yeah, you're also not supposed to sleep in the torpedo room either.
You know that story?
Yeah.
Well, I know that they did it because I've taken the tour at OMSI of the submarine.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, hey, yeah, people would sleep in here because it was the furthest room from the engine, so it's the quietest and coolest. Like, oh, that makes sense. I'm like, yeah. And there were no beds. Like, that also makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And by no beds, I mean not enough beds. Hot bunking.
Oh, hot bunking. I am so glad I never had to hot rack.
What's that mean?
When you basically trade off beds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I never had to. I know some of the Marines hot racked for a little bit because we had. So my ship, something like 750 people. Could be on board, but there's only like 300 and something naval crew. So when the Marines came on board, I feel like I want to say there's one time we had like too many and they were hot racking for a while.
Yuck.
Yeah. It's like you're there in shifts. It's like the guy shows up like, hey, get the fuck out of bed. Doesn't matter. It's my turn.
It's my turn. My turn to crank one out with the curtains closed.
Fucking for real. It's hot and it smells like lobster in here. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Was there a term for that?
Hot jerking?
I don't know, or rack cranking or something.
Right. So there's rack one rocking. There's one for warfighters called a combat jack. And that was from what I know, I've never had been in that situation, but from what I understand of it is because out in the desert, they used to have a lot of porta potties, right? Mm-hmm. So you'd be in the, and that's the only privacy you can get was when you're shaking shit. So you'd be in the porta potty jerking one out, and all of a sudden mortars are flying and literally combat jack. Like you're just like, fuck that!
I'm firing back!
Yeah. Let me finish this real quick. Hmm? Oh, there's this one.
Return fire!
Return better coordinates. Yeah. There's this one group called Vet TV. And one of their early skits was a guy has come home from combat and he's with his girl and he's trying to get hard, but he can't get hard. So he goes and takes his shit real quick and then breathes it in and he comes back. All right, I'm ready. Because he's got so used to jacking off in a porta potty. And I was like, that's hilarious. But yeah, it's kind of like one of those groups like you can pay and you get all their little skit stuff. And it's just they make fun of military life and how stupid we are and shit like that. It's pretty funny.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to talk about March Madnesses.
I was about to say, we got a lot of basketball to talk about.
Yeah.
Ooh, wee, Rick.
Go Ducks.
All right, so the first question I had.
Question answer time.
Question answer time.
Oh, they show.
I did see that there are two teams ranked the same number. Is that either side of the bracket?
There should be four of each number.
There are four quadrants.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that many, but I saw that Duquesne is number 11, and so is Oregon, and then South Carolina is 6, and so is BYU. So I was just like, I was thinking just either side of the bracket, but you said there's four.
Yep.
Okay.
Four groups of 16.
That's right. Okay. All right.
Or 16 groups of four.
And that concludes our question and answer portion. Yeah.
Questions to come. I'm not holding questions until the end.
Oh, sweet. Wait. Speaking of come. I was looking at TikTok today, and there's this chick. She's like, I don't know who this marketing department was, and she's wearing a sweatshirt that just says, CUM Cardinals. She's like, it's for Christian University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
I bought all their gear when it was out like 3 years ago, and now I can't find anything. And my first thought was like, she loves to be covered in cum.
Ha.
Ha. Anyway.
Was she hot?
Back to the basketball.
Hot enough.
I mean, yeah, I guess. Anyway, Ducks played Pac-12 tournament last week. What were we, the four seed?
Four seed.
Spanked old Arizona. Who beat first?
We beat
UCLA.
UCLA.
UCLA by like two or three, maybe. Like 69-67. Yeah, it was close. Then beat the brakes off of Arizona. Like, it wasn't close. Held their best player to 2 points, I think.
Yeah.
I think he was conference player of the year.
Not this night.
No, that was Dante. And then the next night beat Colorado, who both those teams beat us twice in the year. But Oregon, their defense is fucking on right now. They finally figured out Dana's matchup zone. Like, you watch them play, and it's like night and day from what it was when we went, like me and Bales went and watched games this year. It was crazy.
Yeah, I went to one game this year, and that was the game they struggled against Montana. And I was like, that team is in the round of 32. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, because they were, well, that was without Dante, though, right?
I guess he wasn't there.
Yeah, he wasn't there yet. He was there at the first game. Did he hurt his knee in the first game?
I think so.
Yeah, and then missed 2 months. And then it was really another full month before he got his legs back.
And now he's
what did he do to his knee that took him out for 2 months?
I think he tore his meniscus, I think is what it was. Oh. So it wasn't like a huge thing, but enough that it fucking hurt and he didn't like it.
Yeah.
It's not a huge constantly.
Not a huge thing. Tell 37-year-old me about a torn meniscus not being a huge thing.
Yeah.
Preaching to the choir.
Right. Tore last summer, still having problems. I also don't have an 18-year-old body and doctors.
Yeah.
You also don't have a medical team.
Yeah, there's no medical team that's like, hey, this is what you need to do. There's Google, and then my doctor telling me I need to go see a specialist.
Yeah.
And being like, that costs more money.
I
don't play sports. I don't need this to be good.
The what sports app? What app, Jake? What's
I was saying, I was talking about the arrogance of doctors. You know, you talk about going to see a doctor's and.
Oh, yeah.
Jen's been dealing with her car accidents, and like every time she needs to do something, we need to get it documented, so she has to go to urgent care. And so when she goes to urgent care, it's like every time she goes, she has to retell the story, and she has to retell it 3 or 4 times, and no doctor actually believes that she was in 2 car accidents in the same day. And it's like, what? Like, that's so improbable. That's so unlikely. She's like, yeah, I was in 2 car accidents in the same day. Like, no, you weren't. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was. Like, don't tell us. Don't tell me what I did and didn't do.
Do you have pictures from both accidents on your phone?
Yeah.
So before you check in or whatever, get to those pictures on your phone so you can be like, all right, so I was in this accident. Later that day, I was in this accident.
Oh, speaking of, I haven't been asked, I haven't been told to sign any NDA or anything, so I guess I can talk about this. I got a call from my injury attorney, and they're like, hey, so yeah, we got everything done, and it looks like you've had a couple visits to the chiropractor, about $600 worth of chiropractic work. I was like, yeah, sounds about right. Like, anything else? And I told him about my jaw.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. Well, I'm going to send a demand letter now to State Farm for $15,000. Like, what?
He's like, 600,
600, 15,000. I like the way your lawyer math.
Like this guy.
Yeah.
He's a true math magician.
It's like, yeah. And the funny part about it is, I like forever from now until infinity, I'm going, if I'm involved in an auto collision, I'm going to lawyer up immediately, because without them, this wouldn't have happened. Like, I would have got my $1,300 for the damage, and I would have been sent on my way.
Yeah.
And I would have had to use some of that $1,300 to pay the chiropractor bills or defray the costs that I had to pay, so on and so forth. But as it stands now, those costs were put in limbo. And then the attorney is like, not only that, but you deserve money because of these things that you have no idea about.
Like, yeah.
Like, all we want is 30% of what you get.
I was just about to ask, what is their cut?
Man, I was thinking 10, but all right.
I mean, it's a steep cut, but it's, you know, I'll take 70% of something over 100% of nothing.
Well, I mean, yeah, because 70% of 15 is still over 10. So
yeah, and that's 10 I didn't have and wasn't going to get.
100%.
And when you factor in her, she's doing one now where a concussion alone is going to be 80.
Yeah.
Man, I need to go get a concussion again.
Oh, shit, I'm surprised we're not getting concussions right now.
Well, you guys played football. but the deal with it is like, she got a concussion in a collision with a dump truck, with a corporate vehicle. Oh. So we are going after those motherfuckers.
Get paid.
Yeah. Cause, a concussion is anywhere between $20,000 and $80,000, according to the internet, for settlement. And hers was pretty severe.
Because so, what is a concussion but a brain bruise?
It's a brain bruise. It's exactly what it is.
You don't fuck with the brain.
Yeah, it's brain damage. Her brain was damaged.
Like, if you think about the computing power of a brain, there's not a computer out there that can beat the brain yet. So what's that really worth?
Yeah, and so that factored in with time lost from work, factored in with everything, like, we could be looking at a pretty substantial settlement.
Make sure she, or I don't, I should start that over. Has she been writing down?
Oh, everything is documented. All that? Everything is documented.
Good. Cause that's the determining factor, probably between 20 and 80. Like, the more documentation you have, the better off you are.
Well, yeah. Every time she's gone to the doctor, every time she's, you know, been x-rayed, z-rayed, MRI, EKG, z-rayed.
What the fuck's a ZJ? If you have to ask,
you can't afford it, Dave.
A ZJ is where a zombie jerks you off.
Oh, I'll take that. I'll take
that. I watched that movie.
Zombie Hookers from Mars.
Part 2, Electric Boogaloo.
That's $100,000. Mm-hmm. Well, I can make that movie with $100,000.
When you're saying she was documenting everything, when you're talking about writing things down, I was thinking, I was like, I don't know if my brain could handle another concussion, because I have just recently started leaving myself notes, because you guys know how bad my memory is.
They have ADHD.
And I was like, I don't need another concussion.
See, I always write notes because I know that I'm like, I don't like forgetting things ever. So I write notes all the time. But
see, my problem is that I forget. But that's not really my problem. My problem is that I forget that I forget.
I was just about to say I do that too. Yeah.
I think I'm going to remember. This time I'm really going to do it. It's not my fault. I think I'm going to remember, so I don't need to write it down.
NC State's up 54-49 on Texas Tech.
And Drake is
up 3 on Washington State.
If they win, it'll be an upset.
God damn it. Oh, I love that Dave had no idea that that was 50, a Drake joke.
50 points on this scoreboard is disrespect. Like the defense didn't even have to check.
These are my favorite 2 days of the year, though. Literally, I woke up, showered, and started watching basketball.
I've been in such a good mood all day.
It's the best. Upsets all over the place.
Whoa!
You see another there?
Oakland over Kentucky?
Yeah.
Yep. I was just going through the scores.
Well, let's talk about that one real quick, because that was a fun one.
That was a fun game to watch.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Kentucky, just sell your school now. You're done.
Jake, do you remember the dude's name?
It was something that sounded like he jerked off a lot.
Dave Deaton?
It was like Cummy or something.
No, that
Cranky
was
or
Frankie Muniz.
Yeah. Cranky Muniz.
Anyway, Oakland, is it even university? It's not Oakland, California. It's Oakland in Michigan.
I think it's University of Oakland.
That could be it. Anyway, they have this guy who has shot, I think I saw that he has taken like 238 threes this year and only 8 2-point shots.
All he does is chuck threes.
He's a checker. He's a check out.
Jack Go Hike.
Yes, that's him. I'm not sure if that's how you say his name, but it's definitely Jack. Right. He wasn't like on Titanic.
Geeky or something, like jerky.
Yeah.
32 points in 36 minutes.
32 points on
40.
10 threes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to the
rebounds, no assists.
Yeah. Not doing much defense. Mm-hmm. He's also 25 years old. Looks like Jim Carrey from Me, Myself, and Irene.
He's like, you don't want to play D? Oh, righty then.
Every time I think of that movie, I think of the dildo scene. And where Jim Carrey's like, what was this for? And she's just like, that wasn't for me.
I always think of him taking a shit in the yard when I think of Me, Myself, and Irene. Mm-hmm.
I
want to watch that again.
Let's see. We had Texas 1, Tennessee 1, Creighton 1, which sets up Oregon and Creighton. Let's talk about Oregon for a second.
Let's talk. Why don't we?
Let's I'm pulling up their stats right now for that
Oregon
game.
As an 11 seed against 11. South Carolina, a 6 seed. All I heard from like 2/3 of the commentators was, Oregon stole a spot from somebody because they won the Pac-12 tournament. They wouldn't have even been in, and they're stealing a spot. So let's see what they do. And then Charles Barkley's like, I got him in the finals.
I think they're going to be pretty good. You know, I think once they could get on a run here, and if they get by Creighton, who could be the strongest team in their division there, Ernie, I think that the Oregon Ducks, they could make a run at it. They got that Enfale Dante. He's big. He's a tall drink of water who can really, he dominates the paint.
You're getting a little too Dusty Rhodes in there.
Yeah, a little too.
Yeah, baby.
I want to dine with kings and queens, and I'm singing alleys with pork and beans, daddy.
Daddy.
How do you say Dante's first name?
Enfale.
Is it just Enfale?
Yeah. Okay. He tells people, well, he used to, like in his freshman and sophomore year, he told people to just call him Dante because he didn't think they could say Enfale.
Enfale.
Yeah.
Folly is really easy.
Now,
he thought
point.
We would think it was like
Nfali.
Oh, dude. I watched a video the other day, and I don't know where they're from, but the actual clicking language.
Yeah.
And the dad was like explain, like, I don't know what he's saying, but his, like, it looked like his son was there and he's talking to him. And I'm just like, I watched a video like four times because, like, this is incredible.
It's pretty, like, impressive.
Like, not like throwing shade at it at all. I was
they
just
were
like,
doing Macbeth.
Yeah. I was just like, this is like, I have no idea what he's saying, yeah. But it just sounded cool.
It's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Like, being able to throw those in, like, I'm sure, you know, just like any other language you grow up speaking, yeah. It's going to be easy. But I'm like, man, I couldn't even make fun of that.
I mean, like, I kind of just did.
Well, you guys did. But if I tried clicking and making noises, it wouldn't make, like, there's a rhythm to it the way they actually do it.
Dave just sounds like a fucking blue whale.
Dory. Do you know?
So after we stole a bid, we smacked the shit out of South Carolina.
So it was kind of close for a while.
It was a tight first half.
Yeah. Like, I would say the last kind 5 of. Minutes, though, we kind of took the lead and just held on to it. Because, like,
it was a tight 15 minutes.
It was an 8-point lead going into half, and then they hit a fucking 3-quarter court heave to bring it to a 5-point game. So it was like 34-29 at half. And then we're like, so here's what happened was one of the South Carolina dudes said something to Cousinard after he missed a shot.
Oh, did he?
And that's what fucking flipped the switch.
Yeah, Dwayne, I was about to say.
He played at South Carolina. He transferred to Oregon. And so he knew a bunch of the guys and the coaching staff.
So somebody ignited the Jordan switch.
Yeah, I was about to say, his dude put up 40.
Jermaine Cousinard fucking went lights out. Yeah. Like, when he hit that heat check in the second half, I was like, oh my God, it's fucking over. It's so over.
You guys got no chance.
And they came, they got within 11, maybe 10.
Made a little run at it.
Did we win by 17? Something like that?
Yeah, something ridiculous.
Like, we had over 80 points, right? Like,
87-73.
Okay. 87 points, and we were not running. We were walking the ball up, but we were efficient. We had like 7 turnovers in the first half, 8 turnovers, 7.
Yeah, and oh my God, they love talking about that. Oh, Oregon turning the ball over more than they're making baskets. Look at these guys.
Well, and then, like, literally 3 minutes later, South Carolina was also at the same number of turnovers as points.
Game ended with Oregon at 9 and South Carolina with 10.
So we had 2 in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. But Dante.
22 fouls.
Part of it too is their tallest guy was 6'8".
Well, no, that's who they started. They had taller guys, but they started 6'8" and like 6'7". And we've got Dante and Evans at like 6'10" and 6'11".
Yeah, big dudes.
So when they came inside to shoot, they're just like arms up and good luck, bitch. Yeah.
A lot of fun. It was a fun game to watch. Like, as much as difficult as it's been to watch Oregon play basketball this year, it feels like that win was incredibly validating.
Right.
Made it like, oh, it's. I mean, we're already playing with house money as it is, but to get if they somehow get to the Sweet 16 after not even supposed to being part of the tournament. It'd be insane. It would be possibly the best coaching job Dana Altman's done.
I'm pretty sure it already is.
After earlier this season, both of you guys had agreed that maybe it's about time we move on from Dana Altman. What happens if he pulls this out?
I don't know if I agreed. I think I.
We were entertaining the conversation.
Yeah, we had the conversation, but I don't think I was ready to get rid of him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he hadn't. I wasn't like, fuck this, I'm over Dana Altman, but I was. I was in a, you know, we've looked like ass for a few years in a row now.
Yeah.
And we talked about, and then you talked about it being a lot of injuries, and I was like, yeah, that's fair.
And now you see it really was. I mean, we're playing eight guys, so it still is a lot of injuries, but we've got those eight guys, and they mentioned the fact that when you play only eight, you know you're all playing.
Yeah.
So there's no stress. These guys are all like, I'm in. I know I'm playing. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's playing. And they're all, I mean, besides Rigsby, playing well.
And the Oregon has two really good players and a bunch of streaky guys. And if they can get a couple of streaky guys to hit, they're a really tough team to deal with.
Because, like, Oquindo, when he gets going, he's fucking good. When Shellstad gets going, dude, good fucking luck. He can't be stopped. Good luck stopping that guy.
In two games, he did it against Colorado, and then he did it against South Carolina. With the clock running down, the step-back mid-range jumper, he's hit that.
I love it.
He's hit it two games in a row. He's like, all right, well, this is a bucket, so I'm going to do this real quick. Hang on. Don't mind me.
He knows he can hit that step back. I wish he knew he could hit it every time.
Yeah.
Because he's really good at it. Like, that mid-range step back, it's a tough shot.
How many guys are usually on a college basketball team?
13.
I think 13?
Yeah. We have... there are eight scholarship players is what we have. And those are the guys that play. We do have a couple walk-ons that dress, but they don't see the court.
Yeah, they see it from the bench.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just wondering if it was the same. Because, like, was it... because I think college football's numbers are larger, but, like, in the NFL, it's, like, 52?
53. 53-man roster, yeah.
53-man roster, yeah.
Yeah. 53? Oh, yeah, 53.
Yeah.
Because didn't Rock start something like the 54th man or something like that?
Something like that.
With the XFL, yeah.
Yeah, and then he started taking away the fucking Seattle Sea Dragons. Get the fuck out of here. I will never watch an XFL game.
The NBA does 13 too, don't they?
I thought it was 12.
But they all dress.
They have 12, and then they have, like, three reserve players. So there's 15 total members of
the team. All dressed, right.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and then they started doing that two-way contract thing a few years back.
Where you're bisexual.
Yeah.
I don't think I understand how that works yet.
You can get called down, and you can get called up.
I think they have something like 120 days a year, a season, you can play in the NBA. But the rest of the season, you're in the G League.
Huh.
So I think that's how the two ways work. But so and don't quote me on that number.
Right.
Don't quote me on that number. But that's just
Dave said.
Dave said.
Dave said. Quote.
Without a doubt. and if you say I'm wrong, you're a fucking idiot.
Ooh.
Dave said you're a fucking idiot. Everybody.
Yeah.
Washington State's kind of fucking up. They're down eight now.
They're cooking it. They didn't belong here. They never belonged here. They were never good. It's how you end up ranked and then a seven seed. It's because you aren't good. If you're ranked, you should be no lower than a five seed.
What was Oregon ranked at the end of the season?
That only makes 20. You should give them at least a six.
Yeah.
But yeah, seven seed means you got a free one. Well, then you got the other 11 seed that's playing right now. NC State is up by 12 on Texas Tech.
That'll be three 11s that went to
hilarious. Yeah. Did you know before today, 11 seeds in the last, I can't remember how long it was, like 10 years, are like 28 and 26?
Yeah, it's basically a toss-up.
That's crazy.
Same with the 5-12. The 5-12 is pretty even, too.
I can't remember what the stat was on the 5-12s, but I don't think we've had a 5-12 this year, have we?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's 5-12.
McNeese State and Gonzaga.
No, but I mean the upset.
Oh, the upset? Yeah, no, no. Yeah.
Oh, can't... is that
Gonzaga smash 55? McNeese.
65-48, Kansas over Samford.
I thought that was 55. I thought, we might have a game there.
Samford?
Samford. Samford.
And his son?
Yep, yeah, like the son.
Samford and the Suns.
These people,
hey,
they could have been anywhere in the world. They're here with us. We appreciate that. We hope you're enjoying basketball as much as we are.
These people.
But for this,
you can
episode,
probably enjoy it a little bit more than me.
This edition of my show. Good night, universe.
That's a podcast.
Go Ducks.
Go Ducks. You're either 1-0 or you're not.
Fuck you, Creighton. Bitch ass motherfucker.
Sure to go and check out definitelynotsellingdrugs.com.